Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on a Friday. If you missed the podcast, the George Brett episode was today. So go back there. Nathan's done his due diligence to put it on there for you. It was fun to have the KC legend in studio. Next week, Patrick Mahomes. I'm kidding.
That's great. Yeah. We'll bring Patrick in. Yeah. People want to be on with us, that's man. Right. What can I say?
No, yeah, for sure. This is that segment where we do the Rich of the Week. You know, everybody's got one. 913-586-7965. Feel free to give yours. My Rich of the Week is not necessarily a person, but a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers won the World Series. Their entire fan base looted the city. I don't understand. I know that they've done this before. I know cities have done this before.
Wait till today, the parade.
And we shall see if that if that happens. But even stuff like this happened.
Oh, that was.
Oh! 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 Oh, his hand blew.
I know it did. Oh, my goodness, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Guy lit a mortar shell or something in the middle of the street, blew his damn hand off.
Did you see the blood?
Oh. Did you see the hand?
Oh, God, yes.
Looks like a Game of Thrones thing that opens up and tries to eat you. But this is why you're the Richer of the Week. This is what can happen. Blow your hand up, do dumb stuff. Your team won the World Series. Do what we all do. Shoot off fireworks. Go have fun with your neighbors. Go high five. Go scream. You're the Dodgers. You're not collecting a ton of World Series lately. Yeah, you won one in the bubble, but it didn't really count. You win this one. You beat the Yankees. You won in five games. You did it with Shohei Ohtani for two games, had one arm. Don't go to the streets and, you know, loot Foot Lockers and take out, like, you know, Buka de Beppo. It's like, don't blow up your hand. Like, this guy literally blew his hand up being a Richard fan and going out there and trying to do that. Like, I get that that's a firework. Get it, Dusty. But it's not. It's not a Roman candle.
It was a
candle.
Mortar shell.
It was like a M80, an M40. I don't know what the hell it was.
It was like a half stick.
And now he's got one hand because he thought it'd be fun to go out and get hammered in the streets and blow stuff up. That's not the fireworks I'm referencing. I'm talking about the ones that go in the sky that you didn't use on the 4th of July that still look pretty, that when the first one goes off, Uncle Ted's like, well, they're doing it, so can I, and I'm doing it at my house in a manner that is respectful. Dodger fans, Richard of the Week, and you blew up your own hand. Here's the audio. That's his hand igniting.
And it doesn't sound like there's a lot of people around either. Like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, his hand blew.
I know it did. Oh,
I don't know if the guy's
goodness,
name
bro.
Is Blue.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Or if he's saying it blew and he doesn't know how to say it blew off.
Yeah.
His hand blew. I know.
Yeah. His hand blew. And you watch that video and the blood is, I mean.
How he's able to stand and look at it, I don't understand it.
Like, I think that's the adrenaline kicking
oh
in.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'd have looked at it and I'm out, dude. I'm gone.
I really do think
leave
that,
there.
Like, the adrenaline, because it very bad comparison.
Yeah.
But last night during the NFL game, they were showing the Rodgers injury from last year, and he's just sitting on the ground with that Achilles, and, like,
shock.
That's the most painful. Like, so I think the adrenaline kicks in for a hot minute, and then you have the realization that I just blew my hand off.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of Rodgers, we'll get to him in just one second. But my Richard of the Week goes to Austin Capobianco.
The sandwich.
The Goomba Yankee fan who was trying to steal the ball from Mookie Betts.
And his
buddy, whoever
they
he was.
On Barstool Sports.
Oh, this guy's going to be a celebrity. Like, well, he should get his ass kicked when you do something like that. If you get on the field of play and mess with an athlete, you need to get your ass destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to celebrate this Austin Capobianco like he's like a cult hero. Now, the Yankees obviously didn't win the World Series, but I heard people saying had they come back and won the World Series, they were going to point to that moment and give that guy a float in the parade.
Oh, for sure.
It took like Major League Baseball to have to come in and say to the Yankees, you can't have this kid at this guy at the game today.
God, he's a legend in New York, though.
Oh, yeah.
He'll never buy a beer at that bar. Well, I say that, but
nobody will remember him next week, though, will they? Like, do you think that he's the type of guy, and I know a guy like this in Jersey where I grew up. Like, I know this guy to a T, right?
They got it on.
This guy's going to walk around for a long time acting like he's important.
Of course.
You know this guy, right? Yeah. We all know this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, weeks later, he's going to be like, I'm Austin Campobianco. And he's like, who?
He's the All-State football player from 92. He's Al Bundy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he is. Exactly. But literally accomplished nothing. Thing,
yeah,
but this guy's gonna wear this for the rest of his life.
Oh yeah, if he had a Letterman's jacket, he'd still be wearing it.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
and he's gonna be wearing. He got the old like the road Yankee jersey on. Like the guy was from Central Casting of Yankee fans.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, and it's not even like he's getting his 15 minutes. He's getting like 45 seconds. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I didn't even know this name, Bob. But when you put it in our rundown this morning, I'm like, what? That tells me nothing about your segment. There's a lot of, well, first of all, the 816 says Jay Binkley is their Richard of the
Week. Was he mean to Drew?
I gotta figure this out. He was mean to Drew?
He was pretty mean to Drew, and I just, you know, the Cody and Gold will be live streamed on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch. If something goes down today on the show,
the
you know, you can watch
Drew
it.
For?
Well, I thought
he's
probably
a Cincinnati fan.
Well, that he deserved it then. But I think Richard of the Week for Jay, because of that horrible Halloween take that he gave yesterday.
Turn into a Valentine's Day on
steroids. It was just a bad take. Mm. Yeah, he actually said on the air yesterday that Christian McCaffrey should have been in his playbook instead of going out for Halloween.
Jeez.
Mm. Well, I could go with Tyreek Stevenson. I could go with Anthony Richardson. There's a lot of candidates this week. I'm going to go with J.C. Horn of the Panthers.
Mm.
Can't believe I'm defending Sean Payton, but what are you doing? Your team is 1-12 and you're or whatever they are, and you're approaching the head coach of the team that just beat you to talk stuff after the game.
Yeah.
Handle that in-house. Request a trade. Aren't you used to losing by now? Aren't you used to getting whooped? What are you doing? Making a fool of yourself, yelling at another coach after a game. It's a bad look.
It is. For running up the score. Mm. It's an NFL game. You're paid professionals.
I agree with Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Play better.
Play better. 100% agree. There's no such thing as running up the score in college or the pros. Go out there and play better. Now, the incident we saw last night that is just coming to my attention.
Yeah. I showed you the video that you loved.
Some people
would consider him being a Richard for his move.
Aaron or the coach?
D'Amico.
Oh, hell no.
So D'Amico Ryans, I only saw this video, I retweeted it at the end of the game. And at the end of the game, you go shake hands. And they show the coaches and the quarterback in the middle of the huddle of the game. And D'Amico's dapping everybody up around, and he's giving all these people high fives, and you can see the number 8 jersey in the helmet walking around waiting to give his, you know, regards to D'Amico Ryans. Then there's like a split second where they both make eye contact, and D'Amico's like, nah, man, we ain't like that.
Yeah.
And he just walks off.
Just left.
Coldest shoulder you've ever seen.
It was outstanding.
Now,
if you
need the background story of that, D'Amico Ryans, I believe, was in San Francisco, right? And he was the predecessor to, or the successor to Robert Saleh.
Right, they coached together.
They were boys. Yep. They were in the war room together. They did a lot of stuff together. And he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you see that? Like, Nathan's like smiling from ear to ear.
Oh, D'Amico Ryans like looks him up and down once, too.
Yeah.
D'Amico Ryans wants nothing to do with this guy. It's
awesome.
I don't
think there's anybody. If D'Amico Ryans and Dan Campbell fought, Dana Wright
would be there, yeah.
Dana White. Yeah. Would make a ton of money.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who wins that fight unless one of them gets knocked out. Those are the two most feared coaches in this league that I have.
Yeah.
And when D'Amico Ryans says that to you, not only did you deserve it, but he's real. Like, that's a guy who stands on business with his guys.
Well, he finally did something that everybody's wanted people to do, is stand up to Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, enough of this letting this guy run the operation and be in control and control the narrative and all this kind of stuff. Everybody knows what he did in New York. Everybody knows how he treated Robert Saleh. And D'Amico Ryans, man, that's like I wanted to say, you know, bros before you know what, but that's D'Amico Ryans basically telling Aaron Rodgers, you screwed my guy over. I have nothing to say to you. Up yours, pal.
Somebody says there's a second video of that when they first got on the field, they actually hugged, and the second time they just walked by each other because they already hugged. I don't know. I read body language and facial expressions, and they didn't look like anything, and I didn't see the first few.
And if they already hugged, why is Aaron Rodgers following him around the field like a lost puppy dog?
Yeah, and they walked. They brushed past each other. There could have been a pad or some other. I mean, it was like a standoff.
Best of luck.
It was cold.
They don't need to hug, but no. It looked confrontational.
Yeah,
it looked hostile.
And you've all been in that situation where you see somebody that you just don't like and don't want to have any conversations with, and then they're in the room with you, and you're like, oh god.
So. The text line let us know why Binkley should be Richer of the Week.
Okay.
He told Drew that he'd be divorced in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Who says stuff like that?
Well, the guy who's been divorced twice.
You know, the sad thing is, Drew, get your peach cutter locked up and stored away, because if you get a divorce, the wife's going to take your peach cutter. You'll be divorced in 2 years. Trust me, I know stats. You know the average male is divorced 56% of the time after the year 224? That's a true thing. How they have that stat already, Binkley? I don't know, but they do. Facts suck. I know.
Why would you tell somebody that?
I don't know. Why would you tell everybody that Halloween sucks because you're not getting dressed up?
Well, here's where that stemmed from, and I heard Binkley talk about it.
Yeah, we were in the journal or the journal. We were in the urinal talking about it.
Well, I was listening yesterday.
George Brett's house.
That's right.
And I heard Binkley say kind of a throwaway line. This is why I think Binkley probably needs to talk this through with some people. He had mentioned that he didn't really have many good Halloween costumes as a kid. So he's still feeling that scab from being a kid and not having good Halloween costumes. And here he is now in his 50s, still hating Halloween. And so I can understand that. We all have scars. Like, I hate the month of September because that was always back to school for us. And, you know, where I grew up, I hate September. Still to this day, I was just telling my friend Britt this morning, he goes, September? I'm like, yeah, back to school. He goes, totally understand. Like, you have those scars that even as adults, you think you're over, you're not. And so Binkley didn't have a good Halloween costume, he said, as a kid. And so now in his 50s, he hates Halloween and he's mad at Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm. Very mad at Christian McCaffrey because of what he gets to be married to the rest of his life. Must be nice.
Binkley will tell him he's got 2 years left.
Yeah, he's got 2 years and it's over, Christian. Just like your football career. You had 2 years and never saw you again. Thanks for ruining my fantasy team. Coming up on the other side, we get to the roundtable here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.